The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town where neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it was true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. You look very nervous, especially the teenagers. I'm not going to quiz you, no problem. You can quiz me later. There's a word in this particular gospel that bothers me in a good way. The word is, why is this widow bothering me? It reminded me of sometimes Father Marlon's life. Why are these people bothering me? And also, if you think about this as parents, why my kids keep bothering me? And then if you're teenagers, the teachers will say, you guys will say, my teachers kept bothering me, leave me alone. And then what I thought about this gospel in this particular word, Christian life, our life, needs to be bothered. Whether we like it or not, we are people for others. We are to be bothered every single time, especially for those who are in need. Now, this particular gospel that we heard today is so unique of St. Luke. You will never find this parable again in Gospel of Matthew, Mark, or John. This is so unique that talks about the judge and the widow. Let's talk about this gospel for a bit. St. Luke has an audience, or had an audience, teaching them an image of God that is a one, judge, and also a God that is lowly, humble, like the widow. I need God right now. In this one, I'm the one making judge. Harsh judgment. In the old times, or in the Bible, Old Testament, the image of God being used, I am a harsh God. I will punish you. But think about this. Jesus changed this image. The image been used by Jesus himself, that God is merciful, lowly, humble, like the widow. Now, what is Luke trying to talk to you or tell us about this? It's about what is our image of God. Also, he's telling his audience, what is your image of yourself? Question. Hello. What is your name?
Ellie.
Ellie, pleased to meet you. My name is Father Marlon.
Hi.
How do you know if I'm a priest?
You're wearing a black.
Thank you. I'm wearing a black. Let's go this way. Aha! Don't look away. I'm kidding. How do you know if I'm a priest? Are you sure? Possible? I have an ID. I'll show it. No, I'm kidding. When I look and walk around the school, especially with Holy Family, also at religious ed kids. I asked them, how do you know if I'm a priest? Well, Ellie, like you said, you're wearing blacks and you're wearing your collar. And some kids will say to me, first, your name is Father. Great. It's given. And also, what I'm trying to say is, it is my role to be a priest, being here with you. It's when I go home to the rectory, I don't act like priests. And believe it or not, 2 weeks ago, I was doing grocery shopping. I went to Ralph's with my gym clothes. And then this two couple yelled at me and said, Father Marlon! And then they said, what are you doing here? Well, I need to eat. And in their mind, because they see me here all the time, teaching, preaching, praying with you, they see me with this all the time and with gym clothes, they freaked out. They don't know what to do. There's a priest doing grocery shopping. And also, one of the privilege or opportunity for me to be here at Holy Family is to visit the sick. Yes, we're dealing with sad, I mean, sometimes death, but there's some funny moments also in the hospital. I used to wear my blacks all the time when I visit the sick, but not anymore. I have to be careful because when I enter a room and all the family members, especially the patients, went crazy. I don't want to see a priest. But sometimes it freaks them out. It's scary to see a priest because they thought they're dying. Also, one patient I anointed, she said to me, Father, I don't want to go yet. And I said, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go yet either. Let me stay here and you go first. It's a freaky word, but I want them to be calmed down. And I said to them, all I have to do is say a little prayer. Guess what? Because prayer is prayer. And that is the heart of the gospel. In the first line, the necessity of prayer. Now, what I'm trying to say is, our role as a person, whether you're a mom, to take care of your kids and your husband to provide food for everybody in your family, as young people, your role is to be a son and daughter and go to school. That is your role. But identity as a person is different. Ellie, your identity is not what you do. Because what we do here on earth will pass by. It will be someday that I can't be preaching here anymore. It will go away. But my identity as a person, as loving, kind person, will stay. And for our young people, parents, grandparents, and everyone in this place right now, work on your Christian identity. Don't worry about what you do. Don't worry the image that we have to project in the world. Everything will go away. But you will be receiving confirmation that God will send you the Holy Spirit to mark you as Christians forever. And work on that through your prayer, which being said in our reading. And before I finish, I would like to share to you a prayer that I read the feast day of St. Teresa of Avila two days ago. If I can find it. I think I lost it. And it says, let nothing disturb you. God alone suffices. It's a very simple prayer. Let nothing disturb you. God alone suffices. I want you to reflect on that. Because whatever you do in life, whether you're young, you're old, middle-aged, God alone can give you an image, that totality of yourself to be who you are. And through prayer, you will reveal yourself to God and to one another. May the Holy Spirit be with you all this year as you prepare for confirmation.